Three husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
You know, you can actually learn a lot from watching movies. Mm. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Okay.
For example, Home Alone taught me if some goons are breaking into your house, just scatter some Legos and Hot Wheels all over the floor.
No.
And you'll be fine.
Call the police.
What? A hot iron always does the trick,
yeah,
Jose.
You don't even have to call your parents. In the movie It, that taught me that clowns with red balloons who hang out in the sewers, not as friendly as you would think.
The other sewer people are really cool.
Yeah, but not those sewer clowns.
Yeah.
You better stay away.
Okay.
And then there's the movie Unfaithful, which taught me that being unfaithful to your spouse, that's bad.
Oh, that's where you learned that.
You know,
it was an interesting twist. I did not see that coming.
Weird.
You know, a lot more people should watch that show.
I think so.
I think there's a lot of misconception about that.
Wait, there is. That's not allowed?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You learn bad things happen to people who cheat. For example, you could end up on this show telling us what happened in a segment we call Busted.
Yeah.
And we have a few listeners who've already called in with their own personal caught cheating stories that they wanted to share. So let's go to the phones. Donna, tell us how you busted your significant other cheating.
Okay, so my ex-boyfriend and I were at this house party or whatever, and there was a hot tub, so I was hanging out with my girlfriends in it, and I realized I hadn't, like, seen him in 30 minutes or whatever, so I was like, oh, I should go check in on him, see how he's doing. So I was looking for him around the house, and then I found him in the garage hooking up with some other woman.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I was like, dude, what are you doing? And he's such an idiot. He was like, oh, well, like, she was trying to drive home drunk, and so this is the only way that I could stop her.
I see. It's the only way he could stop her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy.
Yeah.
Looking out for her.
I hope he gets like some sort of Medal of Freedom or something. He's a hero.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I'm trying to save a life here.
Oh, no. And so you broke up with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, like then and there, I walked out and I was like,
he should be calling us about her.
Yeah, that's not the member that you use to save a life.
Yeah, well, not all heroes wear capes. That's what they say.
He wasn't giving her CPR or anything, you know?
All right, well, let's keep going. Andrew.
Hello.
You mind if I call you Handy Andy?
Why?
Sure.
I don't know. I met an Andrew once, and Handy Andy felt like a good name for this segment. Is it cool?
Yeah.
Handy Andy, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So my girlfriend got really into running a while back, and or ex-girlfriend, I should say. So I thought it was cool. She'd lace up, take off, go run around the neighborhood.
Okay. Seems innocent enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until one day I decided to join her.
Okay.
So she just left the house. I was like, you know what? I need to get off the couch, put on my shoes. Probably about 30 seconds to a minute after she had left the house, I was just going to run and catch up with her. Well, I did. I got up with her. She was actually going into a neighbor's house. I didn't need to knock on the door. I mean, she was making out with him on the couch, and I could see through the window.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
That was quick.
I don't know. Maybe she had a cramp, and he was just trying to help her stretch.
He was helping her. She got her workout in, but it wasn't the workout she told me she was having.
Honey, look at my Fitbit. My cardio is on point.
Yeah. All right, Lorna, tell us how you busted your significant other.
So my ex-boyfriend, he was really into video games, and he'd always go down into his man cave in the basement and play for hours on end. And he always asked me to never bug him so that he can enjoy his guy time. And he was very adamant about that.
Oh, yeah. Guys love having their alone time with their video games and their sports, don't they?
We do, though.
Don't you ladies bug us. You don't understand things like video games.
I could legit see this.
My kill-death ratio is going to be super low if a woman's nearby. I'm sorry, Lorna. Yeah. Keep going.
Estrogen screws it all up.
Exactly. He was exactly like that.
Okay.
So one day I decided to be really nice. So I made some snacks and I went down to surprise him.
Oh, that's a good girlfriend move.
Right? That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
So when I knocked on the door, he didn't respond. So I did what any normal person would do and I just opened the door. And as I was opening the door, I saw a girl climbing out of the window.
Oh, wow. Oh, dude.
What is he in high school in his parents' basement?
I mean, how risky. You're there.
And what chick, like, lowers herself to climb through windows just to make out with somebody's boyfriend?
I was so confused when I first saw it, but then, you know, I kind of came to and I ran across the room, put the snacks down and grabbed her legs and pulled her back in the room.
Oh, dang.
I bet your boyfriend was kind of into it.
Yeah.
Well, I never got a chance to talk to him about it because after that, I kicked him out of the house, changed the locks, and I have not spoken to him since.
So your death kill ratio much higher than his.
Mm. Yeah, I guess so.
Don't trust guys to play video games anymore ever again, I guess. Text into 78592. Tell us how you busted your significant other cheating. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.